Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Karen Gregory. And Karen deals with homelessness in Saratoga County. So, Karen, how bad is the problem right now with homelessness, and has it affected the homeless community substantially?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me. I appreciate the time. So, yeah, the COVID-19 virus has really, really impacted the homelessness, not only obviously in Saratoga, but all over the country. You know, many of our folks who are experiencing homelessness have respiratory issues and are not always in the best of health. So that impacted with the virus on top of that, creates a really, really big health scare. And, puts people at risk pretty quickly upon getting the virus. So we're seeing that in our shelters and our street homeless population as well, because there's, it's very easy for people at home to social distance, but when you don't have a home, it's very difficult to follow all the CDC guidelines.
Right. So in the case of people who don't have a home, how are you trying to create a place for social distancing where they will not be in contact with other people?
So we're working really closely with the city of Saratoga Springs, and the city has applied for HUD funding to put as many homeless people up in a hotel in Saratoga Springs. So right now we have 35 people at the Holiday Inn in Saratoga Springs, where everyone has their own room and is basically quarantined. They can go out to get some fresh air, but they're practicing social distancing outside at all times. And the hotel is staffed by Shelters of Saratoga to help support during this period of time. And that's been one way. And then we also have an outreach program where we deliver life essential supplies all over the county. We visit people that are living, in the parking garage or out in tents in the woods by the train station or in all of the many, many scattered motels in the county. And we are giving them supplies and, gloves and masks and, hand sanitizer. And we're reminding them of the importance of social distancing right now and that they need to do everything they can to keep themselves safe.
So, when you put the TV on and you listen to the quote-unquote experts, they say, social distancing, stay at home. But if a person has nowhere to go and they're walking around, maybe without a mask, even though people who have the means that have lucky enough to have a place to stay, the homeless people will continue to spread this, right?
Well, sure. If they're not practicing good hygiene, which is very difficult for someone who's not living inside, that's a major concern. And I think, Shelters of Saratoga is definitely trying to reach a lot of those people who are not inside and give them the supplies, like I said, like the hand sanitizer and the rubber gloves and their masks and everything we can to help them keep themselves safe. But it's very, very difficult to do so.
So when did you first realize that this was going to be a major problem?
I would say probably about 4 or 5 weeks ago when we first started getting word about the pandemic. And we had our winter cold blue shelter in a location that only had one big massive room. And I remember being panicked as soon as I heard about this, that we would not be able to keep people safe. And those people include not only people that are experiencing homelessness, but also my staff. So immediately, Meg Kelly and I, Meg is the mayor of Saratoga Springs, and I reached out to the county officials as well for support and help and collaboration. But Meg and I worked really closely on coming up with some options, and we moved temporarily into another location in the city that is deemed, if needed, as an emergency shelter. that gave us more rooms and more bathrooms, but still it wasn't adequate for people really quarantining to keep themselves safe. So from there, we ended up at the hotel on Broadway in Saratoga. So it's been a concern as soon as this hit, because obviously we were very, you know, our population is very susceptible.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing as far as testing? Do you have the ability to test people who come across your organization?
We don't test ourselves. Obviously, we don't have the ability to do that, but we do make referrals immediately to the Department of Health and to Saratoga Hospital and the Saratoga Community Health Center as well for support and guidance. Thankfully, we have not had anyone that has tested positive for coronavirus. So that I do feel like the measures we're taking are very positive. And I believe that we were very, very proactive with our approach to working through this pandemic.
So maybe you have statistics on how widespread homelessness is in New York and maybe even around the country.
I don't actually have statistics, but I do know, I just read an article, I think it was 2 days ago, that in Boston, one in every three homeless person in Boston is coming down with the virus, which is pretty scary. Mm-hmm. And you see in San Francisco and LA, and, there's case after case after case. And I think what happened with many places, which is exactly what I didn't want to happen in Saratoga Springs, was, you know, we were giving guidance, like, we business as usual, do the best you can to social distance, but wait for a confirmed case of the coronavirus before changes should be made. And that just felt very uncomfortable to me. And I said, yeah, that's not going to work. And we wanted to be ahead of this and be proactive, so we didn't have those numbers and people dying and getting very sick in our community. And also we didn't want people to infect the rest of the community. So we moved quickly on this, and I think that we made really good decisions. And just the fact that none of the population that we're serving has been tested positively, I think that we made all the right decisions.
So do you think that the mandate to wear masks will be very helpful?
I do believe so. I think it's a great precautionary method. At first the guidance was not to wear masks, but I think as you see now, the governor's order was that every time you basically leave your house, you go into any type of setting where you'll be in contact with another person, whether it's, you know, a store or a doctor's office, the request is to wear masks. Yes, mm-hmm. I think it's going to help, because I think it's going to help spread the germs, stop the spread of germs.
Now, for the homeless population that you serve, are they scared about this?
I think they're very concerned. You know, we've been incredibly transparent with the folks that we're taking care of and the importance of keeping them safe. And, like, you know, being homeless in itself is extremely scary, and it's stressful and it's overwhelming. But then to put a pandemic as really life-altering and life-devastating as the coronavirus on top of homelessness, it's very, very stressful. So I think we're having very encouraging conversations at the hotel. We talk constantly all day long to the residents there, and, you know, they're super appreciative. They're all going by the rules. None of them want to get sick, and none of them want to die. So I think this has really gotten everybody's attention, and everyone's really putting 100% effort into not getting infected themselves and not putting themselves in a position where they could infect someone else.
Saratoga Springs is a small city. It's smaller than Albany, where I live. What do you think is going to happen this summer? Do you think that the track will not be open? Do you think SPAC will not be open? And that's going to really devastate business in Saratoga, right?
Yes, that would be a devastating blow to Saratoga. You know, I'm just hoping and praying that that doesn't happen, and then we move towards some sense of normalcy during the summer, and our city can get back to where it always has been and where it needs to be. You know, there's a lot of small businesses. There's a lot of business owners on Broadway that, you know, this is their family business. This is how they take care of their children and they pay their bills and pay their mortgage. They're just like you and I. And, you know, this is just devastating to them. So I can only hope and pray that we get to a much better place than we are right now.
I hope you're right, because, you know, they're talking about a second wave. If there's a second wave, that's going to really be devastating.
Yes, I completely agree. And yeah, I think we have our governor's giving us really excellent guidance and being very transparent and honest. Nobody wants a second wave, and this will be very devastating to the city.
So, like I said, Saratoga is a small city, and Albany's not a metropolis that's, you know, overwhelming. It's a small city also. So when you talk about New York City or Chicago or L.A. or San Francisco, is the rate of the coronavirus really bad in those areas, from your understanding?
Well, from everything I've read and from the news, absolutely. I mean, you have big metropolitan centers with urban centers. I mean, yes, you're going to have more people, and you're going to have more people in contact. And so, yes, I would think that they're going to be hit pretty hard, and, you know, going to be devastating. And you see the numbers every day of how, I mean, New York City is, you know, obviously the biggest area of concern, and it's being hit the hardest right now. So I think everyone just needs to follow the governor's direction about staying inside and social distancing, and let's see if we can get through this.
The thing is, you know, when I put the news on yesterday, this has been going on for a very short period of time. And this very short period of time, we have half the deaths in the years of the Vietnam War. That is really an eye-opener, and it's pretty shocking.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I agree. It's overwhelming. It's frightening. It's very sad. You know, you see people, I hear people every day that have lost someone that they know or that they have loved, or someone that they know has lost someone. It's This is beyond devastating.
So I went to get gas yesterday, and the gas station attendant told me he thought that this was a big hoax. What do you tell people who are not taking this seriously? From your perspective as somebody who deals with homeless people all the time.
I mean, I'm frustrated with people that have that opinion and are taking that stance, especially with the amount of people that are dying and the people that are, you know, you see in New York City what's happening with the hospitals and the graveyard that they have set up in Staten Island, and where, you know, people, bodies after bodies are being brought out of hospitals right now. It's, I think it's pretty ignorant, and I think it's shameful that people aren't taking this seriously. And sometimes, you know, like they say, unless it happens to you, maybe you won't take it seriously, or someone that you love. I don't wish that on anyone, but everyone should be taking this very seriously right now.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, I'm really at a loss for words. I mean, you put the TV on and you see this stuff day after day after day. And after a while, you get weary watching it. So if somebody who watches the news, such as yourself, and then you're dealing with a vulnerable population, how are you yourself dealing with this?
You know, I have a couple things going on. I have a son who has compromised lungs as well. So he was hit by a driver and in a car crash a year and a half ago. So I'm dealing with that on top of the population that I'm serving, on top of, my own health is very important to me, obviously. And I think it's just, it's scary and it's depressing and it's worrisome. And I think you have to cherish every moment you have with the people that you love. You have to stay positive and kind and humble and, just keep some sense of normalcy and, stay in contact. I have family that lives all over the country and I'm staying in contact with them. And the newest thing is Zoom calls so we can all see each other's faces and that type of stuff. And, I think you have to hug the people you love a little bit harder and you have to love a little more and never take another day for granted. That's for sure.
It's too bad, though, because you really can't get close enough to somebody to hug them right now, right?
I know. Well, the newest wave is virtual hugs. But you can express your love, right? That's easy to do. It could be a conversation. It could be a card. It could be a text message. We can definitely keep that going.
So when you're dealing with a vulnerable population, and they're expressing fear and panic, anxiety, how do you handle that? That's got to be tough.
Sure. I think you obviously have to acknowledge that those feelings are very, very real, and I can commiserate that I'm feeling the same way. And just, reassure people that the importance of the CDC guidelines and, taking care of themselves and, people are not going to get impacted if they practice the distancing and the hand washing and the cleaning and all of that. When they can, the people that are in our shelters and are in the hotel that we're working with, it's just a constant conversation. And then we do things that are really positive as well, like, going outside and exercising and still having the distancing and being masked up, but getting fresh air and like having wellness conversations and offering support groups and just kind of positivity with all, with still keeping to all the guidelines of keeping ourselves safe.
I had heard the other night on the news that because of climate change, there will be more pandemics. So if this is like the first one in 100 years and then subsequent ones happen, and this might become the new normal. This is, we drastically have to change. Human beings have to drastically change to adapt, right?
Yes, I totally agree with that. And, a lot of guidelines, since we haven't had a pandemic like this in many, many years, this is something, it almost feels very new and it feels very crisis oriented as far as decision making goes. And one of the things I am hoping that we get out of this pandemic is really important guidelines and, understanding of what this is and how to protect ourselves so we're not being so reactive and being much more proactive. And I hope this never happens again, but, I think life has changed for all of us.
Right. And has it changed a lot for the people that you serve every day?
Well, sure. A lot of the people that live outside are used to having contact with people. But if you walk down Broadway in Saratoga Springs, you don't see people on the streets anymore. You don't see people walking. You don't see any of that, right? So the people that are still living outside, they're having less and less contact with people. And, they're having to figure out a lot of this on their own and with the support of agencies and it's just a very different time, and I'm sure it's very scary. And agencies like Shuttles of Saratoga and other agencies in Saratoga County and all over, the state are doing what we can do to continue that support and that help so they don't feel isolated completely.
Now, with the fact that more and more people are losing their jobs and they might not have enough money to get by next month, do you see the homelessness problem increase over the next several months?
Of course, that's a concern and a fear, something that we're very, very focused on. Because well, there's a lot of good things happening. Obviously, you see the increase in the unemployment pay, where some people will be making more money than they were making when they were actually working. So that will be a help. Hopefully, people are trying to put away as much money as they can to hold on to. You know, there are some good things happening as far as that goes. There's been a freeze on evictions. There's mortgage forgiveness. So there are things in place, but obviously they can't continue forever. So I do believe that as people, as this goes on and people are more and more time on the unemployed, and I think that it's going to be a strain, and I think people could fall into homelessness or very close to the risk of homelessness. And I think we need to get some really strong prevention plans in place and working on it's probably much less expensive to keep somebody actually housed and in their home than it is to let them fall into homelessness and get them back out again. So I'm hoping that the state and the federal government and HUD and there's lots of programs out there to help people.
So you're able to house a lot of the homeless population in a hotel in Saratoga Springs, right?
Yes, we have about 35 people in the hotel right now.
So do you think that the hotels across the country are being used for the homeless population?
Well, I see more and more of that happening. I see, you know, but a lot of the cities took a very reactive approach, and now instead of getting ahead of it, they waited for people to get sick, and now they're putting sick people in hotels. And I know there's some pushback from hotel owners across the country where they don't want to support this initiative. But, I mean, you know, it's twofold, right? The hotels are empty. So this could generate some income for the hotels, and it could also keep people safe. So it could be very positive. Some that the employees of the hotels could still be working if hotels open back up. You know, so it could be positive. I think it's a great answer. It worked beautifully in Saratoga Springs, and getting ahead of it before anybody got sick really helped to keep people healthy and well. So I would, you know, I think it's a great approach, and people just need to get on board really quickly with this.
You know, in my mind, you just brought up a very interesting thought. Homeless people don't have the means to pay the hotel on a nightly basis. So where are the hotels getting the money to pay staff?
Well, I mean, hotels that don't have anybody staying in their properties don't, I would imagine, have the money to pay staff. But, you know, if you, like in our situation, the city, the mayor took out a loan from their HUD funding to pay for the hotel for us for 30 days. And we moved our emergency winter shelter there to keep everybody safe and quarantined. But there's also money from FEMA that counties and states can apply for where you can take people living in congregate shelters and move them into hotels, and that cost would be covered. There's an application process and all of that, but there is funding for that exact thing.
So in our final moments, Karen, if somebody is homeless, if somebody needs help right now, how could they contact you?
Well, in Saratoga Springs, they can call Shelters of Saratoga's phone number, which is 518-581-1097. They can also call the County Department of Social Services, and you know, we're all working together to help everyone. So they can call either the DSS or Shelters of Saratoga. They can call the Sheriff's Department or Police Agency. Everyone's well aware of what's going on, and we're all here to support everybody through this.
So is there a statewide registry that people could call, or is it just county by county?
It's county. I believe it's county by county. I mean, there is a coalition, a state coalition for homelessness, but everyone, you could just call where you live. And if you don't have a number, I would just call the local police department and ask them for direction as well, just to make it easier.
Okay. So in the final moments, Karen, what's your thoughts about this whole pandemic? I mean, it just hit everybody like a ton of bricks. How do you feel about everything that's going on?
I wish it never happened. I wish we weren't where we are, but this has become the new norm and everyone's reality. Of course, I don't like it. Of course, I hate seeing people die. I hate seeing people get sick. I'm uncomfortable worrying about my own family and my son's health, my husband's health, my own health. I have a mom that lives in Florida. You know, I'm worrying about the people that we are caring for in our agency. I'm worried about my staff. We own two apartment buildings with pretty elderly people. I'm worried about them. It's just a constant worry. But at the same time, you have to have faith and have a sense of hope. I think once you become completely hopeless, there's no worse place for anyone to be. And we can't get there. We need to support each other and, you know, celebrate anything positive that we can and stay connected any way possible. And remember, this too shall pass, like everything else, and then figure out how to rebuild and get to a better place.
So tell everybody who might be in need of your help how they can get it. I'll explain that one more time.
Sure. So if you're in Saratoga County and you are in need of services, whether you're living unhoused, you can always call Shelters of Saratoga directly, which is 581-581-1097. And you can also call your local police department. You can call your local Department of Social Services, and there is help out there. We just need to know who you are and where you are and how we can get the help to you. We want to keep everybody safe during this time, and that's our goal.
So if somebody lives in Schenectady County or Albany County or Rensselaer and they need help, do you think the first agency to call would be the police department?
Well, I think if they live in any of those counties and they can reach out to their homeless provider, an agency. I know in Albany, Hattis, and there's Interfaith. And in Rensselaer has homeless programs. I mean, I would reach out to them directly if you can. But if it's the last resort and you're really in a situation where it's a crisis and you need help, absolutely call the police.
Okay. Karen, thank you so much for being on Women Who Inspire. What you do is terrific. You're putting your life on the line every single day. And that's such a new concept that you and healthcare workers and grocery store people, they're putting their lives on the line every day, and you've got to be commended for what you do. So you have been listening to Karen Gregory, and this is Women Who Inspire. So if you like the show, like us on Facebook, Women Who Inspire, and on Twitter, Women Inspire 21. Thank you, Karen. Good luck to you, and stay in touch. Let me know if I could be of service to you, you know, in the future. Have a great day. Stay safe. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Take care.